Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, and we're in the second volume of the Dirush Mishnah Berurah, and we are finishing up the last Mishnah Berurah too that we had from yesterday's share in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, and then Emet Hashem will start Kuf Pei Vav. So we're just dealing with the last dinim over here in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, and we brought down that the Mechaber said if a person had benched when he was in the presence of Tzoweh, of some sort of excrement, or if he had benched while he was drunk, and this was talking about a significant level of drunkenness, albeit not to the level of the Shichrus of Lot, so then Tosus and the Rosh had a suffix, do you have to go back and bench in that situation again? So, we left off with Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. And this machlokis that the Rosh and Tosos had, the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Abu l'chatchila, this is only a bidyevet, after the fact, should you or should you not bench? But if you knew this beforehand, l'chatchila, everybody agrees, gam heimodim, even the Rosh and Tosos agree, the osul of arach shum bracha, that one wouldn't be permitted to go and bench if he was drunk to that extent, or if there was tzoa present, there was excrement present, because everyone agrees, the osul of arach shum bracha, one is not permitted to bench or say any bracha, v'chein divrei Torah neged tzoah, nor learn Torah against this excrement. Or mina Torah, this is brought down from the Torah. Dok siv, hoya machnecha kadosh, when the Torah says that your encampment should be holy, v'atu tefilo ksiv b'krat, does it only mention davening there? No, elo kol davar shiv kedusha, also likros v'mokum shenu naki. One is not permitted to go and say anything that is holy in a place that's not clean, and this is brought down from the Ramban, Bili Kutov. Ayin Shom, go look over there for further details. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Velo mistapki." The only time the Tosus and the Rosh over here have a suffix, what should you do? Elo bekishvar beirech, where you already benched, and then subsequent to that, umatzo achar kach, and then you find the tzoa physically present over there. What should you do? The issue with number 12 brings down, if it was a place that there was no expectation that there would be tzo at all, so then we've already learned in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah there that that's called an ones. A person in that situation is considered totally an accident. And in a situation like that, a person does not have to repeat the benching. Then we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he concludes, Halacha l'maisa, uladina. Das, olas tamid, the opinion of the olas tamid, v'al yarabah, in the name of the Bach, the Shem HaBach. What should one do? Kishem matzah tzoa kenegdo, if he did find excrement thereafter he benched, besoch dalet amosav, within dalet amosav where he benched, tzorech lachzul avarach b'chasimozun. He does have to go and repeat the benching. That's assuming that it's still within the Zman that you're allowed to bench. That's 72 minutes or possibly longer, that the digestion process has not been completed. So in this situation, you have to bench again. If unfortunately it's beyond that period of time, so then your benching won't be accomplishing anything, so then certainly don't bench again. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Uchei motzasi b'likutei Ramban abrachos." This is also the opinion from the Ramban. Shehevi mitchilo sveiko shenistap gubali atosus. He brings down this suffix over here. Va'achar kach meisik de'en chiluk b'zeh bein tefila u'bein shar divrei kedusha. And he concludes that there is no difference over here between benching and davening, and therefore he says that you should go and re-bench again. Ayin Shom, look over there, and he says as well, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin B'Bir Halacha. If one looks at the end of this long Bir Halacha that began on the previous Amud, in Beirach V'Haisa Tzoa Kenegdo V'Chule, that was the Dibra Maskil, and go to the end of this long Bir Halacha, it's about 6-7 lines up from the end of it, where he writes, V'Yosra Kozer, Mishnah Berurah states over here in the Bir Halacha, Shah Ramban Bilikutov Hirchiv Advarim, the Ramban expressed over here great length over here on this subject regarding the suffix that Tosus is talking about. The Motza Achar Kach Tzoa, where a person benched and then subsequently finds Tzoa there. The Mokim Shebech Berchas HaMazon, when he benched Berchas HaMazon, the Echriya, the Ramban Paskin, the Tzorech Lach Zilvarach. He says that the Ramban actually says you do have to go and bench again. And Akoponim, Benod Lo Mitchila, and certainly if you knew about this beforehand and you went and benched anyway, V'Avar Azeh B'Mezid, and V'Rotza Ato Lach Zor B'Yavonu, and now you want to do Tshuva, B'Vada Yesh Latzricho Lach Zilvarach. You definitely should bench again. Number one, he says, Echod das kamachroni, brings down the opinions that we just had above from the Olas Tomid, the Bach, and the El Yerabah, Lahach Mibesofik, that Tosus Arosh, who Paskin, Lemaisa, that one should bench again in this Sofik of the Tosus and the Rosh. And furthermore, the Ramban himself says that he holds like that, O Befrat, Benod Lomit Chilov, Yobab Mezen. And certainly this would be the case if you knew about this beforehand and you erred and Bemezen, you went and benched there, certainly Lekuliyama Choser Umivarach. That's the conclusion over here of the Chafetz Chaim. Now we go to Sivkot and Ches. We said, however, if there was urine present, you don't have to go back and bench again. Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu gam kein ba'ofen zeh the berach birchas hamazon v'achar kach motza miraglayim b'soch dalat amos." We're again talking here about where he benched, and then after the benching, he saw that there was urine within dalat amos. Ulahachi kamar pshita v'chule. That's why the Mechaber said it's poshut, it's simple and clear that you don't have to go back and bench, because dafilu l'chadchilo hayamutal olavara kozman shalom nodelo sheish kamei reglayim. Because with the urine, you don't have the same requirement to go and look over here. If you don't know that anything is present over there, that's adequate. So l'chadchilo, you would be allowed to bench over there as long as you don't know that there's mei reglayim over there. The negi mei reglayim huraki sur d'rabbanon, because to bench against mei reglayim is only, quote, an isur d'rabbanon, and al sveikin l'gozru. And if there's a sofik, the rabbis never will go there, that you to go bench again. As we've already learned in Siman Ayin Vav, Siv Zayin. Go look over there. Because if you in fact did have Meiraglayim over there, and you did in fact went and benched Neged the Meiraglayim, then the Mechaber would have said it's Pashut. The din Echad hu imotzo tso kinegdo, because this then would have the same halacha as if you found so over there. And he brings down the name of the Prima Gadim, the name of the Lechem Yehuda, Ayin Sham. Bottom line, if you didn't know about any urine there beforehand, you don't have to go back and bench, even if you find urine there afterwards. The issue foot number 13 brings down a discussion we had previously when we were discussing this. It just reminds us that if somebody has a catheter, Rahman al-Islam, in place, a person has a urinary catheter in place, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the stipler going, all zatzal, say it's mutter b'dvarim shebekdusha. One is permitted to say dvarim shebekdusha in the presence, so to say, of this catheter that's inside your body. There are slight differences, however, as to whether you have to cover up the catheter. Ramosha Paskins, if the catheter is made out of some sort of a rubber material, you definitely have to cover it up. And if it's a plastic material, ideally you should cover it up tov l'chasosam. Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, says, ain't tzarich l'chasos, you don't have to cover it up, because it's already essentially covered, even though it may be visible, and it won't have any bad smell to it. Rav Yashiv has sort of a compromised position. He says, from gumi, from rubber, you should cover it up. From plastic, you don't have to cover it up. Finally, Dishut footnote number 16 reminds us that we had learned previously by regards to Kriyashma or Shmona Esrei, if a person knew that there was, in fact, Meiraglayim over there, and he benched, and he davened, Tzarech Lachzor, the Likra Ulisbala. He has to go back and say Kriyashma again, say the Shmona Esrei again, so too the same Allah over here applies. If he knows definitely that there was urine over there within the Dalit Amos of where he was, he has to go back and bench again. This does finally conclude Simen Kuf Pehei, and now we begin Simen Kuf Pehvav, the obligation for women and children in benching. The Mechaber starts off and he tells us in Sif Aleph, Noshim Chayavus B'Birchas HaMazon. Women are, in fact, based upon the Gemara and Brachos, obligated to go and bench. The Safek, the only difference is, Safek, Hu Im Heim Chayavus Midaraisa. The only question is, are women obligated from the Torah to bench? And then if they were, then Motziya says, so Noshim, they would be allowed to be Motziya man because they would be on the same level of obligation. Or, oh, im einon chayavos el midrabanan, if it's only a rabbinical enactment that they have to bench, and therefore the einon motzias, they wouldn't be allowed to be motzi somebody who was obligated daraisa. However, el mish ein chiyuvo el midrabanan, but they would be able to go and be motzia somebody that was only obligated on a derabbanan level. And the Rama says, ayin lekamen simen kuf tzadi tes. Go look ahead when we talk about binyan zimun shalhem, where the women are obligated in zimun. So we'll wait till we get to Tzadi test to discuss that, but now we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph explains, Lefishi mitzvah saseh shloz man groma. The point that a woman, in fact, will be chayav min d'oraisa is because it's not a time-dependent mitzvah. And we know that unless it's a time-dependent mitzvah, all the other mitzvahs saseh that aren't zman groma, men and women are equally obligated. Alternatively, Sivkot and Beis, it may be only an obligation mid rabbanon. Why should it only be the rabbanon if it's not time dependent? Because Mishnah Berurah says midirsiv ala aretz hatova. Because in benching we say we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this wonderful land, this good land. The noshim ein lahem chelik b'eretz, but women don't get a share in Eretz Yisrael mitzat atzmon on the basis of themselves, because the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael was through paternal lineage, unless in lo bevas yereshes, unless the man did not have any male children, for example, like Tzlovchad, so then the benos Tzlovchad did in fact inherit the land. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this is different, Masha ain king Kohanim Levim. You might argue that then Kohanim and Levim should also not be obligated to bench midiraisa, because they also didn't get a discrete, separate chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, no, afapi she'elam chelik, even though they don't have their separate own parcel of land, nevertheless, mikol makom yeshlam ari migrash, but they were given the 48 cities of the ari miklot and the ari migrash that the Kohanim and Levim did get. And therefore, they did get an inheritance of the land. Others explain the Eshomim Mishum Shalom Nitan Lehem Bris V'Torah. Others explain the reason why women are not obligated is because in Benching we talk about Bris Al Bris Choshech Hasam V'Vsorenu V'Al Torah Sichosh L'Iman Etanu. So women and are not obligated in either the mitzvah of Bris Mila or in the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, and therefore that's why they may not be obligated in benching, because benching is only including those that have Brischa and Torah Sucha. Dirshu footnote number one asks, what about by Geirin, a person who's Mizgayer? So he also didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Is he not Mechuyav Midaraisa the bench? So in Shulchan Aruch Harav, he brings down that they are Mechuyav to bench Midaraisa. And the reason for this is because once they've entered into Klai Yisrael, so then they are essentially like all the rest of Klai Yisrael. And it's Ki'ilu Nit Naharetz Gam Lo. And as if the land was also given to him as well. As opposed to by women, Shenech Shavos Ka'am Bifni Atzma, the women are, so to say, a separate, discrete entity within Klai Yisrael, and therefore they are not obligated, according to this opinion, in benching. Another reason is brought down by Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal, and he says that technically when we say Avram is Av Hamon Goyim, so even the Goyim were included in the Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and when they were Mizgayer, so therefore this is a Chi of Midaraisa for them as well, Ala Oretz Hatova. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. He writes, El Lemi She'ein V'chule, that a woman would be allowed to be motzi somebody that only has a rabbinical obligation in benching him or herself. Kigon, Shelo Ochal Kedei Sviya. Who doesn't have the obligation? A man, if he ate, so it's if he didn't eat Kedei Sviya. We know, we mentioned already in yesterday's Shia, Yochalta V'sovata Uberachta, only if he ate Kedei Sviya, is there a Chiv D'Raisa. In the Rabban, we bench either after Kezayis, which is how we paskin, or an opinion that says after Kebetza, which is not how we paskin, but one should try in the situations where he's eating to eat more than a kibetza and get around any concerns about this. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, she'ein chiyuvu ela midrabbanan. If somebody doesn't eat kidei sviya, it's only an obligation midrabbanan to bench, and if the women are obligated midrabbanan, so one midrabbanan can be motzi, another midrabbanan. The tour concludes in Messiah Matur, the Mibnei Shehu Sofek Naktinan De'in Motzios Esar Achayrim She'achlu Kidei Sviya. And since over here, the bottom line is, we have a Machlokis or a Sofek, all women Mechuyovos Midaraisa the bench or only Midarabanan, and therefore the Torah concludes that because of this Sofek over here, Naktinan De'in Motzios Esar Achayrim She'achlu Kidei Sviya, we don't have women go and be Motzi a man who ate Kidei Sviya. The Chafetz Chaim and the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph, explains, Diachlu pachos mikdei sviya, if the man ate less than a kidei sviya, bivada yichola isha lahotzi, the woman can definitely can be motzi this man, vafilu lashito shesovim dechazayis uchabetsu min haTorah, even according to the opinions that say, no, not like we said that yochalta v'savata v'rachta requires a kidei sviya, but there are opinions that say that a kizayis uchabetsu are an obligation min haTorah, so then how could a woman be motzi somebody who didn't eat kidei sviya, according to this opinion? Dehama'ayim berov rishonim shom, because if you look at those Rishonim that hold like this, that the Dindaraisa Kizayis Kabetsa mandates you to bench, Midaraisa, you'll see that it's actually totally on this. The Mandas over the Kizayis Daraisa, those Rishonim that hold that it's a Kizayis obligates you on a Daraisa level, they also hold the Noshim Chayavas Minatora Bibichas Amazo. So therefore, if you hold like that opinion, so then Mimanashach, either they're both Daraisa or they're both Dirabanan, and therefore everybody would say that if the man didn't eat Kidei Sevilla, a woman could in fact be motzi him if necessary. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the Ken Kosav Arambam Perakei Mihuchas Brachos Kosav B'Shelus Tshuva Shari Ephraim. It's brought down over there, Isha She'ochlo Kidei Sviya, a woman who ate to Sotidi. And he stopped going Bercha, and she's not sure now, she doesn't remember, did she or did she not bench? So by a man who ate today Kidei Sviya, which we say it's a Sofik Bracha Doraisa, and Sofik Doraisa Luchumra, we make him bench again. So he says over here, so to the woman, Chayevis Levarach, the Shari Ephraim brings down over here that a woman also has to go and bench in this Sufik situation. Ein Shom Time, he says, go look over there for his reasoning. Both the Chayyadim and Magin Giborim agree with this opinion that a woman should bench again if it's a Sufik situation. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ochein b'chidushei Rabbi Kiva Eger. However, in the chidushim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and also Ochein b'birkei Yosef, pasku she'ein asrich lasat levarach. They hold that the woman does not have to go back and bench again. V'chein mitzadei prima gadim, and this is in fact the conclusion of the prima gadim. So you have this machlokus between these great gedolei Yisrael. So what should a woman do in a suffix situation? So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Umikomakum nira darotze lismo chaldas shari Ephraim. If you want to rely upon the shari Ephraim, Visiato, and all those others that agree with him, ain limchos biyodo. One doesn't have to protest, and if a woman wishes to bench again in this situation, she would have the shari Ephraim and all those that agree with the shari Ephraim to rely upon, even though you have those great poskim, the Chayyad and the Magin Giborim, and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim, who say that she shouldn't bench again. So the conclusion of Mishnah Berurah is not clear over here, but he seems to suggest that definitely a woman can bench if she wants to. But then he tells us, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha. Go look in the Bir Halacha. Now, this Bir Halacha is actually found on the end of the next page. It's a long Bir Halacha, and in the conclusion over there, at the end of this Bir Halacha, he writes, V'yal kenir el ani yazdati, that Chavetz Chaim writes, it appears to me, that somech hadas ha-shar Ephraim ha-shar ha-chronim ha-metzrichim li-shalach zol-avarech lo-hifsid. He seems to suggest that if you rely upon them, you certainly have nothing to lose. The Belav Hachi, he says, even without the Shar Ephraim, das ha-rishonim ha-now, the chayev is b'vadim in the raisa, because there are plenty of rishonim that say that the woman is b'chayev is in the raisa, and then in the Sufik situation, the Sufik deraisa l'chumra. So, even though he wasn't as clear in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to me, from the Bir Halacha, that the Mishnah Berurah would suggest that a woman in this situation, in fact, go and bench again. And now, if you look in Dir Shifut number 6, he brings down, Varotz Allah says, Min HaSofik, if you want to get around this machlokes, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down a suggestion we've already brought down previously, eat another kezayis of bread. And in this way, definitely you'll create a new obligation to bench. And this way, when you bench now, have in mind that if I was obligated to bench previously, I'd never bench. I really owe benching for that previous meal that I had. So then, this benching now will cover that as well. He brings down, in this situation, you should make a hamotzi again, because it definitely would be considered nimlach, because you definitely thought that you benched, so you can't rely upon that, you might have benched, so you definitely can't rely upon that previous bracha that you made. Furthermore, he says, another etza is to listen to benching from somebody else who definitely is obligated, and have them have in mind to be motzi you. Finally, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, he says, Shekedai lahoros lo shetivarech. Shlomo Zalman says, if the woman comes to you and says, what should I do? There's nobody else there that she can listen to benching from. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, tell her to bench again. In this way, this way she won't take benching lightly in the future. Because if you tell her, now you don't have to bench again. But you told my husband that he had to bench again. So then they'll therefore take benching very lightly. So Shlomo Zalman Paskins, like I suggested, I think the Mishnah Berurah would suggest that a woman in this situation should in fact go and bench again when she has a doubtful situation and she had Kedei Sviya. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah is obligated to bench Midi Rabbanan in order to teach him how to bench properly when he becomes a gadol. And he continues, that which we said in the Gemara, that a son can be motzi his father, that's when the father hasn't eaten Kedei Sviya, therefore the father's obligation is only a Dirabbanan. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Dalid, Hainu afilu lo achara kezayis. We're talking here about the katan being chayiv to bench, even if the katan only ate a kezayis. Gam ken chayiv min derabbanan lechanecho. There's a chayiv min derabbanan to go and be mechanechim. It's not like a double derabbanan. One, it's only derabbanan to bench, and then it's the derabbanan to be mechanechim. But no, you should in fact go and be mechanechim to bench, even if you only ate a kezayis. The issue for number 8 brings down from Shlomo Zalman that if the child, the small child, and he didn't eat a kezayis, but he ate kedei sviya, you should definitely also instruct him to bench in that situation, because there are rishonim that say that you should bench in that situation even midaraisa if you're a gadol. But if he didn't eat kedei sviya and it was less than a kezayis, the chinuch over here is to tell him that you don't bench in such a situation. The issue for number 9 says, in regards to a katan, sha'achah kedei sviya, and now he's not sure, did he or did he not bench? So Shlomo Zalman says over here as well, teach him to go bench again, because that's the halacha by a gadol. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hey, he writes, wrote to Lomai when we said that the child can be motzi the father, hayi de isa b'gemara, de ben katan mevarach motzi esavim b'birchas amazon, kishen yodei levarach. We're only talking there where the father doesn't know how to bench himself. His son is sending him to yeshiva, his father's becoming a baal tshuva, but he doesn't know yet how to bench. So his 12-year-old kid can go and bench for him in that situation when the father is not obligated to the raisa. Sivkat and Vav, Kishlo Achal Avav Kedei Sviya, the father didn't eat Kedei Sviya, Aval Machal Avav Kedei Sviya, the father is Mechuyim Medir Aisa, Shechai Lebarach Ben HaTorah, Ein Ben Okot, Nishim Mechuyim Rach Medir Bani, Yechol Otsiyah, then the son cannot be Motsiyah. The Kosva Achronim, the Kotin Ein Motsiyah Seisha, as a boy shouldn't also be Motsiyah a woman, because maybe the Shema Medir Aisa Chayeves, we're not sure what her obligation is, so maybe it's the Raisa, so the Rabbanan child shouldn't be Motsiyah his mother, because she may be Mechuyeves Medir Aisa. Sivkat and Zayin, Shein Ochayev, Elamid Rabbanon. V'im gam haben lo ocha kedei svi'ah. If the child also didn't eat kedei svi'ah, then he's a double the Rabbanon. Davi etzlo trei the Rabbanon. Number one, he only ate less than a kedei svi'ah. Number two, he's a less than bar mitzvah. So a motzi lo'aviv, can he be motzi his father? It's two the Rabbanons for one the Rabbanon. Yesh deos ben haposkim, yesh la'achmir. There are different opinions amongst the poskim, and we pass on halach l'maisa that he should not be motzi his father. The issue foot number 10 brings down, this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that you should be machmir and not have the child be motzi the father. This concludes today's shir. And Simon Kuf Pevov.